Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Susan Detmer, an associate professor in the Department of Veterinary Pathology with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Detmer.
Thank you for having me.
Once again, North America is entering flu season. First of all, a little bit of background. What is the seasonal flu? What are the symptoms of flu in both animals and livestock? And what are the overall health implications?
When we talk about seasonal flu or influenza, we're talking about the influenza A virus in humans. And there are typically five different strains that are found in the human, circulating in the human population. Last year, it was mostly pandemic 2009 that has evolved in the human population. The implications for animals is that the pandemic virus does actually move easily into pigs. It can also infect cats and dogs, but not at as easy of a rate. So we don't see as much in pets, human to pet transmission, but we do see a lot of human to pig transmission of the pandemic virus. So it is something that we do like to monitor in the human population and pig population, because there's also the chance that the virus can change in either population and then go back to the other species.
What lines of defense do we have available to reduce the risk of exposure to the flu or to transmission of the virus?
So there are a number of things, and we've learned a lot as the human public during the COVID crisis this last year, because a lot of the things you do to prevent spread of COVID, you would also do to prevent the spread of influenza. We don't have a COVID vaccine yet, but we do have the influenza annual vaccine available, and that is something that everyone should be considering getting, this, especially this year. For pigs, we have some vaccines for pigs. Typically, we do autogenous vaccines, so we vaccinate them with the virus that is found on the farm, but we can also give them a pandemic vaccine. Certainly, it's less expensive to get the humans vaccinated that go on the farm or keep the virus out of the farm by staying home if you're sick, just like we would right now for COVID. If you have a fever, coughing, any signs of respiratory illness, not going into work and getting yourself tested to make sure that you're not infectious when you go to work. There's also just keeping separate from people, coughing into your sleeve instead of in the open air, wearing a mask. All of those things help with the spread of influenza. If you go on a farm and you're coughing and spreading the flu to the pigs, they're often naive to that virus, and it will spread very quickly, causing a lot of illness, respiratory illness on that farm. So it can be quite serious.
In terms of vaccination, who should or should not be vaccinated and why, and when is the most effective time frame in which to get that vaccination?
There are people who cannot get the influenza vaccine due to health reasons, and their doctor will tell them if they're not, it's not recommended. Certainly people who've had reactions to the vaccines in the past, they're grown in eggs. The viruses are grown in eggs, so if you're allergic to eggs, you should not get it. The people who should get it are actually the greater part of the population, especially young children who are going to school right now and could potentially contract a respiratory virus from their classmates. And with COVID, we don't want people to mistake influenza for COVID and then have to stay home. So if you were vaccinated, you'd actually have a lower chance of having the full-blown influenza disease, where you have the more than 2 or 3 days of illness. You usually recover faster if you've gotten vaccinated. You may not prevent the virus entirely from infecting yourself, but instead of having 10 to 14 days of illness, you could have a shorter 3 to 5 days of illness and be back at work or back at school.
How does the COVID-19 situation change the equation when it comes to the call to have people vaccinated and to the importance of getting vaccinated, and why?
So we're finding with COVID virus, the SARS type 2 virus that causes COVID-19, what we're finding is that they're actually having respiratory issues months after they're infected. So when you have your respiratory system not fully being able to get a deep breath, your cilia that are part of your respiratory defense system are not fully active, all of these things make you more susceptible to getting another infection, respiratory infection. So anyone who was infected with COVID over the last several months is actually more susceptible to getting influenza and having a bad case of influenza where they could be hospitalized. So for those people, it's absolutely crucial that they consider getting vaccinated, and they need to talk to their doctor about that. For the people who haven't had COVID yet, if you get influenza and you're sick with influenza and you haven't been vaccinated, that's a period of 2 to 3 weeks of recovering where your lungs and your respiratory tract are recovering from the influenza virus. And all of that time, you're more susceptible. Your defenses are down and your body is fighting that influenza. You need to be very careful that you don't get COVID, because the two viruses together could be an incredibly dangerous mix.
Might we see the COVID situation stimulate a higher uptake in terms of the flu shot this year?
We're hoping. Typically, only about 20% of the population gets the influenza vaccine each year. During the 2009 pandemic, we had a vaccine by October, November of 2009, we actually only got up to 40% in the United States uptake in the influenza vaccine, which was surprising. People discovered that there wasn't as many people dying of that strain of influenza, so they decided they'd risk it. And what ended up happening is the virus was able to spread more easily because people weren't protected. Right now, last year, the CDC, the highest amount of influenza that they were able to detect in people was the pandemic virus, which had evolved and changed. So this virus has been evolving over the last decade in people and becoming more virulent in some cases, because that's what viruses do. They get around the vaccine and they change so that they can keep infecting and spreading. So there is a concern. We don't know what virus is going to be the most common this year, but there's still going to be lingering high amounts of pandemic, which is what I actually found towards the end of the pig flu season this spring. There was a lot of pandemic virus in the last quarter of 2019 and the first quarter of 2020. We had about a spread of even spread of the different viruses that we see in pigs. But when I look at the genetics of these pandemic viruses, more than half of them, actually close to 80% of them, are human to pig transmission of virus. And that's how I know that these viruses are moving from people to pigs, because they match the human isolates, not the isolates that we see in pigs.
And is there anything you would like to add?
It's the same thing. We have a huge opportunity this year to reduce the spread of influenza. We also have a huge opportunity to reduce COVID disease in all of our populations. And staying at home when you're sick, working from home when you're able to, getting your flu vaccine, washing your hands, wearing a mask, all of the things that our public health people have been saying for months now, please listen to them, because we have an opportunity right now to prevent massive disease in humans this winter, this is the time that we need to focus on keeping the diseases down.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Our guest has been Dr. Susan Dettmer, an associate professor in the Department of Veterinary Pathology with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.